There are two information panels close to the entrance to the museum. The first is about public health and is located on the left-hand wall. The second on the opposite wall and concerns the NHS. Public health. Plague, or the Black Death, cholera and smallpox killed millions of people. Such infectious diseases were eventually beaten by medical research, clean water and public health improvements. Black Death struck England in 1348 and killed half the population. There was no cure and the cause was a mystery. 70,000 people died in the Plague of London in 1665. About this time, however, people began to see a connection between plague, flea bites, and the rats that carried the fleas. A campaign to exterminate black rats effectively controlled plague. Unlike diseases that killed only the poor and hungry, plague hit people of all social classes. Smallpox was another indiscriminate killer. In 1798, Edward Jenner, a Gloucestershire doctor, tested vaccination against smallpox on the children of a wealthy neighbour. It was middle and upper class people, fearing infection themselves, who first promoted medical research and improvements in public health. Towns grew rapidly in the 19th century, but without proper sewage systems. The outbreak of cholera in 1831 gave new urgency to public health improvements. Edwin Chadwick, an architect, led the Poor Law Commission to introduce compulsory vaccination, isolation hospitals, and inspectors of nuisances to clear up health threats in towns. Chadwick also reported on the condition of towns in 1842. Chadwick and others realised that drains and clean drinking water were essential for beating infections. Water mains, sewers and WCs were eventually installed everywhere, and the improvements were enforced by public health legislation.